Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. John Fitch is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's a new Yahoo friend. We got a lot of friends at Yahoo, but he's the newest one. He's with Yahoo Hot Jobs. He's a career expert there, and they did some research recently. They polled several hundred college students online and asked them some questions about what do you think the future holds for you? And they gave them their answers, and they've compiled that into a report, and John's here to give it to us. John, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
The survey that you took for these college students, very instructive, very informative, and maybe a little bit, some of the information may be a little bit surprising, huh?
Well, I think there's a couple of kind of main things that we saw that were really interesting. One is they're definitely an optimistic group, but they're also realistic, and with that realism comes a real preparedness. So those were kind of the three things that were very interesting to us when we first saw these surveys. We could talk a little bit about kind of some more details behind that.
Well, yeah, the optimism, I'm very happy to hear about that, because I think that's, as you know, the marketplace is a pretty much an emotional beast. And there's an awful lot about the marketplace that runs on emotion. And if we think we're doing good, then we behave like we're doing good. If we think we're in trouble, then we behave like we're in trouble. And it's important, I think, for these young people, especially at 22 years old or so, you need to be optimistic, don't you?
I agree. And this year is supposed to be, all indications, supposed to be a good year. Employers are planning to hire even more graduates than last year. And based on our survey, 72% of college seniors think they will find a job within 3 months of graduation.
Yeah, that's pretty good news. And, I'm not surprised at that. In fact, that's a very realistic expectation for them because, as you know, John, it's a seller's market these days. I mean, we've got basically the economists tell me we have full employment at 4.5% unemployment. They basically say that's full employment. And someone told me two other little pieces of information. Someone I saw somewhere recently that there may be as many as 2 million jobs unfilled in the United States. And one more little piece, whenever small business owners are polled about what their biggest concerns are, the number one concern these days is no longer taxes or inflation or health care coverage. It's finding the right people for the jobs they have.
Well, I agree with you in terms of the unemployment numbers are very low, and on top of that, what employers are finding is that they're experiencing organizational growth, they're experiencing employee retirement, and they've got expanding business needs, and so all three of those are really contributing to this increased need for college graduates.
Well, there's no question about it, and hopefully one of the things that I'm hoping is happening, maybe it's happening somewhat this year, but hopefully in the years to come, John, is that more and more of these college graduates are being trained and are given the expectations of what the 21st century marketplace holds for them, not still being taught, the 20th century stuff. What do you think
about
that?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why employers look to hire recent college grads is that they do bring cutting-edge skills, they bring fresh ideas, plus it's an opportunity for organizations to really mold future leaders that they get kind of directly out of college. And so those are kind of some of the reasons why to hire a college grad. And, clearly this is the generation that grew up with the Internet, and you'll see more of that applied to what they bring to the workplace.
We're starting to get the digital natives into the marketplace, aren't we?
Exactly.
And you know, John, when I was coming up as a young pup college graduate, you know, I learned everything that I needed to know from the people who were my mentors, the people I worked for. And I didn't know a whole lot that they didn't already know, and I had to learn a lot from them. These days, though, in some ways, the roles are reversed in that these young people are bringing knowledge about technology to jobs that some of us old guys don't have as good a handle on.
I think that's true. There's definitely some truth to that. One of the things that college grads certainly know well is how to do research on the internet, and the information's out there if you need it. And this is especially true for the process of getting a job. So, you know, on Hot Jobs, there's a whole section dedicated to career tools. There's no reason a college graduate shouldn't know about how to interview, how to get a resume done, how to network, and how to negotiate a salary. And I think the point that you made is an interesting one as well, is that while they may bring particular skills that somebody who's been in the workplace longer doesn't have, they also don't necessarily haven't developed that sense of how to be maybe successful in the workplace. And so that's
right,
where there's going to be that learning curve for new college graduates.
Well, exactly. And hopefully see what you just said, John, is what managers and those who hire, those like me who are hiring these people, what we have to know about these young people. We have to understand that there are some areas that they're going to really excel at, and we're actually going to get a bonus for our money because of what they're capable of. But there's some areas that they don't have a lot of expertise in, especially in the area of you know, how the marketplace really works, and also in the area of ethical behavior. I think that's an area that we older people can give the young people is in terms of how to build professional ethics.
And I think, you know, college graduates are looking for mentors, and one of the things that they understand through the rise of the social networking phenomenon is they understand that idea of networking and that there are people out there who can either help them or connect them to people that can help them. And I think, you know, that's going to be important to make sure that employers make sure that their new employees connect to the right people and learn the type of, you know, kind of behavior and attitude they really want to model in their workplace.
Right. John, give us your website, please.
Sure. It's hotjobs.com, and you can find that right on Yahoo.
All right. Find it right there on Yahoo, folks. And John Fitch and I will be back when we come back after these messages. We're going to talk about some of the top 10 priorities that these young people had when they were polled, when John polled them. What did these guys tell John and his folks that they were really interested in? What was the number one thing that they were looking for? Might surprise you just a little bit. 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
In the street, smiling from my head to a point. I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling with our new friend, John Fitch. He's with Hot Jobs. That's the Yahoo folks. Yahoo Hot Jobs. He's a career expert there. And we've been talking about some important research that he's conducted recently. And before we get back into that, though, I want to remind you about my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's the one that's almost 10 years old, almost as old as Yahoo. And it's where you can find the show, ladies and gentlemen, all the different ways you can listen to the show. We actually will allow you to take fair use possession of interviews if you want. You can download them, podcast them, burn them onto a CD, put them onto a thumb drive, take them with you, and take them into a meeting and dissect every word that we say if you want to. Use it to your advantage. That's what we're here for. And, of course, no barrier to entry. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, which we update every weekday. And also check out our knowledge base, AskJim.biz, the world's only knowledge base for small business. AskJim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. John Fitch, as I said, is our guest. And John, this survey that you conducted, gave us some very interesting things of what of the top 10 priorities that the college graduates were looking for. Tell us what the first one was.
The number one priority for accepting a job offer was good benefits.
That, now, that's very interesting. That's always been important, but it, does it seem like this is becoming more important for the young people than it was than it used to be?
Well, I think it demonstrates a real maturity and a real understanding of kind of what the workplace has become. And in addition to that, what are some of the issues that the country as a whole is facing? When you hear about the presidential elections, it's all about health care, which, you know, falls into the good benefits. I think you also hear about people who aren't saving enough for retirement, which falls into good benefits with the 401k. And that's not to say that other things aren't important to them as well, but I think, again, the important thing is this demonstrates that these college graduates, you know, understand the workforce and understand that these are things that are going to have a material impact on their, you know, what they're able to save and earn.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, if you ever poll them again, John, if you haven't already done this, when you get those questions answered like that, ask them if you have the ability, ask them if they expect their company to provide their employer to provide them with long-term benefits like health care and retirement, or are they feeling responsible for it themselves, but for the company to help them with that.
Yeah, it's a good question, I think, especially for, you know, the small business audience as well in terms of looking to hire college graduates.
Well, exactly, because if I'm not mistaken, John, most of your graduates are expecting to work for half a dozen companies before they retire.
So one of the things that we didn't get into how many companies they would expect, but that's a trend overall that, unlike generations past where, you know, you expected to collect that pension from the company you worked for 30 years, it's become much more of a free market workforce where people do expect to move from company to company throughout their career and even to change careers within, you know, that entire career that they're pursuing.
So portability would be a good question to ask them in the future. I'd be curious to know about that next time. I'm just putting my order in here, John, if you don't mind. And number two was a well-defined career path, opportunity for advancement. I would think in years past that might have been number one.
Well, I think it's, you know, it's always going to be near the top of the chart. One of the things, and you know, these young people are finishing their education, and they've pursued a particular academic interest that's of interest to them, or they feel it's going to give them a leg up in the marketplace, and I think they're eager to put those new skills to work. And you know, when you're first coming out of school, you've got that, you know, take the world by storm, and I think that's where you see that reflected in terms of it being very important for people to understand they can get into a company and really have a chance to grow with that company.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, the money, the salary, the compensation was not only not number one, not only was it not number one, but it wasn't even number two. It turns out in this survey it was number three. John, for decades, money, the amount of money that people get paid for doing a job has not been the number one issue on people's minds.
I think one of the things that's interesting about this is that it goes hand in hand with another question that we asked, which is only 3% plan to attend graduate school right after graduation, but the majority, 80%, believe they'll eventually have to return to school for a graduate degree in order to land their dream job. And I think there's a recognition that in order to get that much higher salary, that further education is going to be a requirement. I think that's where you see the strong starting salary dropping a little bit below the top. And then I think also they're taking, you know, a bit of a longer-term view of their careers and recognizing that, you know, when you're coming right out of school, you might not be making the big bucks right away.
So their attitude about what they're going to make right out of college has softened a little bit over previous graduates, isn't it?
That's right. Last year, 2006, half of the survey respondents expected their annual salary to be $50,000 or more. And this year, an overwhelming percentage expect the starting salary to be less than $50,000. And most anticipate the number is going to fall somewhere in the $30,000 range.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, number four and five was a company with a good reputation and work-life balance. And small business owners, when you're interviewing these young people, put your best foot forward with regard to what your company values are and what you're willing wanting to do to help them with the balance in their lives. John Fitch, thank you for being here. Thank you for bringing this important information to us. Will you bring us some more information when you get it?
Thank you, Jim. I will.
And that's hotjobs.com, right?
That's right. Thanks very much.
Right on Yahoo's. Thank you, John. See you next time. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. When I come back, I'm going to talk about Copenhagen and Denmark and what I learned while I was over there. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.